Pop the glasses.
You do.
Oh man, retards are hilarious.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All beer inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
I like beer cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! It's not! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
And we are back to All Beer Inside, this evening's recording from Casa de Nomna, live to tape. I am your supreme ruler, Killer Carpe Diem, along with my panel, or what would the...
Lackeys.
Lackeys? Above lackeys. What's just below lackeys, but like...
Pieces of shit.
Verdun.
Hey.
Women.
Can't bring Verdun up.
Oh,
no. Yeah, that's starting up. No, I guess my director of racial relations and video games, we have Phil.
It's racial relations.
Director of drunk and invading the Chinese culture because he's married to a Chinese woman, C-Money. And director of weight loss denomina, Mr. Old School.
Weight loss denomina.
Weight loss denomina.
Yeah.
Denominon?
Denominon.
And as we've done every episode besides one, we're doing a beer tasting as usual. Not as per usual, just as usual.
Aww, I like as per
usual. So I assigned beer styles to myself, Mixmaster Phil, and C-Money. Mr. Old School has been reprieved this week for his Taste of Vermont.
Three episodes.
That was 2 years.
Yeah.
It was three straight years of drinking Vermont.
So I assigned C-Money a couple styles. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it up to a beer store because he's got laser eyeballs now.
Pew, 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 pew.
So I ended up picking up the beers. We're starting with both the C-Money styles.
Thank you.
The first one was a blonde or golden lager I assigned him. And I got from Brasserie Vroden. From Quebec. We got Hell.
Just Hell.
Quebec?
It's like a Hell's lager, but it's missing the S.
Hell's Angels.
Okay, so ultimate effort to create a pale lager, the Hell is the quintessence of Bavaria, craftsmanship of brewing beer that started 3,000 years ago.
Is there a comma somewhere?
Yeah, I added a comma. It was developed in response to the overwhelming popularity that the Czech Pilsner received in Germany since its invention in 1842 by Joseph Grohl.
Czech Pilsner in Germany?
What?
Are we mixing countries?
Received in Germany. So maybe it moved from the Czechs to Germany so they could start brewing it. However, it took another 50 years before the final version of Hell was brewed commercially for the first time in 1894 by the Spaten Brewery. Pale blonde lager, malty and delicate with a generous and persistent head. No nose or upfront bitterness and a dry finish with a lingering noble hop aroma.
Coming dust.
Our Hell is brewed using premium quality German malts and hops with traditional brewing methods to recreate this style in its purest expression. Vroden. It is coming in at 5 ABV with 25 IBU.
All right. Dry finish.
Yep. That was like a synchronous nose smelling. I heard it around the table.
It smells really clean.
It smells really good, actually.
I was expecting. No significant taste of anything, really. It's not bad.
That's a really clean beer.
Mm. That was the adjective I was looking for, clean.
You said clean, though, didn't you?
No, I said no significant taste.
Because it actually smells clean and it tastes clean, because sometimes it's not both. No. This is actually quite
very good. Easy to drink.
I have to admit, I'm glad I picked this up.
You bastard!
Not the piss water. That the
piss water.
Well, they knew that I gazed this for you. No.
What's that little thing?
Oh, it's for C money.
What's that little thing at the end?
The piss water?
The piss. The water.
The water, the piss.
The bitterness.
At the end of this.
No, but yeah, there's a little bit of bitterness. It's the, once you drink it, but what's that little thing at the end?
Hop?
Is it the hops? What's that in the aftertaste? Yeah.
But.
Because usually blondes are not hoppy, correct?
No.
No.
It can be. It's just less hops.
All right, so we'll start with the guy who picked up the beer, C-Money.
I have to admit, when I was at the store choosing this beer...
last night, after attending the Cabana Sucre on Wellington...
yes, when I teleported from my residence.
In Palm Beach, Florida.
With from parts unknown. No, that's pretty smooth all around. I give it a 3.5.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 3.5 as well. Like I said, nice and clean. I would love to, like, have access to this. It's, well, next summer when I'm playing softball.
Aww.
I'm sad. But, yeah, I'm a 3.5 as well. Phil?
Same. Very clean beer. Smooth taste. Yeah, nothing to complain about.
Nope. Mr. Old School.
Very easy to drink. I agree with the clean adjective. Too little hoppy for my taste, though. Not a huge fan of too much ops. I will give it a 2.5.
Oh, way to drop.
It's like you don't even know us, man.
Calm down.
I'm like, what?
Really, what? He's starving?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? We just come from jail?
Like a Scotsman from Braveheart digging in before the war.
What was it? I was listening to a podcast, another beer podcast, and they were talking to the brewer at Cheval Blanche. And one of the questions is, what's your guilty pleasure beer, or what was the beer you'll never have? He's like, well, beer I'll never fully drink is a Budweiser. He's like, because it's brewed so consistently, it's the perfect palate cleanser. You just rinse your mouth and spit it. I'm like, oh, that's so mean.
But Bud doesn't really defend itself. It can't, right?
They're swimming in money. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
No. Look, if I can charge you $6 or $7 for a bottle of water and you pay it, I don't care what my beer tastes
that's
like.
That's true, yeah. But do you think the craft brewer industry and the internet, do you think it's slowly going to kill big name brands? Like
no, because big name brands are buying up the small but name brands when they can.
Yeah, we talked about
the States.
Last time.
Like, has Bud's sales gone down?
Not significantly.
No.
Who was it they bought in the States?
It's fuck.
Budweiser bought a craft brewer who's pretty popular in the States for $1 billion.
Wow. You have to remember, this is still a slightly newer milieu, let's call it, right? Craft beers. It's only been around for maybe a decade, give or take.
The popularity it is right now, yes. I mean, but technically craft beers have been around since the 80s.
No, I know. But I mean, like, the actual popularity, it's really picked up only within the last decade or so. So I think there's still a large mass of the population, especially in the States, that they're still comfortable with their...
Mass-produced beer. The beer that they always drank. And
it's the Super Bowl beer. Yeah. It's, you know, it means something to them.
You won't see Bose have a commercial during the Super Bowl.
No, not anytime. Bose doesn't need a commercial.
Timestamp by 8:28.
Okay, beer number two. Also C-Money beer that Carp went and selected from all the hops. I assigned him a Berliner Weiss, which is... It's a German sour.
Basically. Okay. Oh, yeah, nice.
It's called Berliner Dragonweiss by Brasserie Dunham. What's that?
We've had Dunham before?
Yeah.
I believe we have. Berliner Weiss brewed with some rye and then aged for a couple of weeks in barrels with dragon fruits.
Oh. Okay.
Fresh, sour, bright, fruity aromas with a pink hue. It is highly drinkable offering.
That's not
pink. It's coming in at 4.2 ABV with no IBU. Like
Dragon
fire.
That's more red than pink.
Yeah, that's not pink. Then again, up at the light, it is a bit more pink.
That's cinnamon? Fuck off.
No, that's not cinnamon.
No.
Okay.
It's the dragon.
No, that's
the... It's the dragon.
It's the dragon fruit.
And maybe balsamic?
Ooh,
very this is good.
Very tart.
Tart, but not too sour. I've never had dragon fruit, so I can't really compare, but this is good.
I've had it. This is a pretty refreshing kind of summer beer.
But dragon fruit doesn't taste like anything. It's mostly water.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess if it's condensed and stuck in a barrel with some rye.
So barrel and stuff with some rye.
I'm so angry about
it. It's like you're so pissed off at this beer for existing. Dragon fruit in their barrels. Rye.
It's not like an old man who's seen some shit.
Yeah. No.
Okay, yeah, I enjoy this very much. I could see myself drinking many of these, then being 4.2. I'd be in trouble after a few of the large bottles that they come in, because
yeah, that's pretty
700 milliliter bottle. Yeah, I'm a 4 for this. Phil?
I'm also a 4. This is like juice. Don't taste the alcohol at all.
No, barely. Mr. Old School.
Extremely easy to drink. I am a huge fan of sours. It is not overly overpowering. It's not like too vinegary or whatever. It's very, very nice. I give it a 4.5.
Simone.
I think it might have been last show where I made a reference to a San Pellegrino drink or beer that we had. This is basically, again, very similar to a San Pal, but like the, obviously not raspberry, but in that vicinity. So it's smooth. It's good. 4.
Sounds good.
It's a smooth operator.
Mm-hmm. Got that little bit of fizz and kick to it.
Oh, there you go.
There's some left over if anybody wants to finish it.
First dibs.
Barrel.
Barrel
of rye.
Are you sitting in the cooler?
Yep.
You want us to keep some of the bread because you're looks like you're starving.
I only had 2 slices of pizza for supper.
2 slices of pizza?
Yeah.
And you're freaking out on bread?
No, I just, I don't know what. Sure, leave my pain, okay?
You sure you weren't left in a basement for a week or something?
Did your parents leave town and forget about you?
Not that I know of.
Is this your sadness eating for not playing softball?
Could be.
Just as much blay as possible.
He's not dead.
He is inside.
He is inside.
The season is.
Before it started.
You know what? We should join softball now. Got ourselves the Carps.
R.I.P. Carp.
R.I.P. Carp. He's not dead.
Carpenter, he's pumping.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is Kirk crying? Shut up!
That's a terrible call.
That's a lie.
I can't see properly. Tears are in my eyes. And tears fuck you.
But did you cry when the doctor said...
I had a feeling the way she was like...
Looking at
I was already crying from the pain of having my hamstring felt like it was being torn apart.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's... Doesn't get much worse than that. I mean, you look so forward to the season every year.
Because you play in 2 leagues, right?
Two, and I sub in a 3rd.
Okay.
That's a lot of sports.
Is that your favorite sport?
My favorite summer sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much just play softball and volleyball.
Okay. So they don't even know if they have to do a surgery or anything yet.
Nope.
Which could
scan your ass.
Potentially
take you out for
for another year.
6 months to a year or something. Wow. Well, let's hope it's minimized at just 1 season.
Mm. Yeah, 1 season. Would be, I mean, still shitty, but
no,
yeah.
But I mean, you gotta look at it at long term.
Long term, yeah.
These guys are playing in the league 50, 55 years old, right?
Yeah,
so you've got at least 4 years.
You had 5,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 4 good years.
You're operating at a 50 years old body right now.
No, but you look badass, like coming in like Bret Hart with crutches and everything,
yeah. And then you could just, like, drop the crutches and start running.
Yeah.
It's like Forrest Gump when he breaks free of the brace.
No, that's
a lot of charts of fire.
Spin chef.
Bum, 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 bum. See, Mike, did you listen to the outro of the last episode?
I couldn't, for some reason, I couldn't play the last episode. I tried 2 or 3 times and the feed was broken.
The feed fixed itself. Like, 2 days after.
Okay, Brown.
You had to go on the brand new TradingTopicsNetwork.com.
I did, actually. I followed your advice.
Oh, okay.
And then the Brut IPA.
So, Brr first?
Yeah, Brr first.
Brr was the front. Brr.
Because the lower IBUs.
IBU.
The IBAs.
So, I mean, maybe I'll go to a couple places this summer.
You're fucking retarded.
Do you do that in front of your kids?
Like, yeah. All day.
Okay, back to beers. Next one.
Okay.
We're back. On.
We have from...
The morning show.
Brasserie Avant-Garde, British Brown Ale.
Okay.
Called Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, that's his name. His name again is Mr. Brown.
Now, I think you've had it, but we haven't had it on the show.
Yeah, I've definitely had it.
And?
Nobody wants to eat Mr. Brown. Nobody wants to drink a brown ale.
That's the selling point. Yeah.
It's from the movie. It's from
Reservoir
Dogs. Oh, okay.
The English brown ale.
Technically, it was Mr. Pink that said that.
Yeah.
The English brown ale is the thankless character of a contemporary beer scene. The one that dies early on in the movie without anyone really noticing. But let's be clear, a complex and nuanced personality with highlights of intense nuttiness and badassery. Yeah, we said it. Awaits those who dare to brave the brown. Are you game?
So is this based on that movie?
It's based on the movie, but Mr. Brown, is that actually him? Tarantino? In the movie, is he Mr. Brown? Or is Mr. Brown Keitel or whatever?
No, because he bites it. He doesn't make it into the warehouse.
Yeah.
He's only in the flashbacks.
Yeah, but is that considered dying early, or is it because the driver dies, like, right, he's the first person to die.
I don't remember if you see him die in the movie. It's been like...
Yeah, I can't recall.
It's been like 20 years, I don't know. I don't remember.
Who's Mr. Brown? I need to know.
Yeah. That's his name.
His name is Mr. Brown.
Hey, Google.
Okay, so... the hell?
Basketball.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, 4.5 ABV with 25 IBU.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out later. Okay. Let's just drink. Toast!
But we still need to find out who Mr. Brown is.
Brown.
Oh.
I want to enjoy.
Smells like gluten. Burnt toast. It smells like burnt toast.
We're all having a stroke.
You know what, though? This is a really good smell. It's like a...
Burnt toast?
Yeah,
it smells like toast.
It is.
It's toast, dude. Ode to toast.
It's got a caramelly...
It's like a brown toast.
It's more of a caramel.
Yeah.
Am I having a stroke? All I smell is burnt toast.
I smell burnt toast.
Okay. We're both having a stroke at the same time.
This side of your face is literally... Jim Rawls.
Got a case of the JRs.
Yeah, so Mr. Brown is Tarantino.
Okay,
that makes sense.
During the jewelry robbery, Mr. Blonde murders several civilians.
Yeah.
After one of the civilians triggered the alarm, he escapes along with Mr. White and Mr. Orange, but he's shot in the head.
I get it. It's right. Colors.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
Are you feeling special?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
So this beer doesn't tip.
Well, what am I supposed
to... This beer refuses to tip.
What am I allowed to... I don't know what...
This hurts my brain.
What Reservoir Dogs?
Dogs.
What you see the Reservoir Dogs?
No, the Dogs.
Hey, kids, you want to see the Reservoir Dogs? It's a meet the brown. It's a meet the purple and the green. It's a window.
It took a second.
The second
I said it, I'm like, it's going to calculate in their brains, and then it's all Dogs.
It's a window of Dogs.
You can put the Reservoir Dogs.
It's a meet the brown. Mr. Brown and Reservoir Dogs.
Sounds like Bert Carson.
He's choking on that bread that he's been scarfing down. It's like his fifth piece.
It's my first piece, though. I've split it into multiple pieces.
Wow. What's in this? Bread?
Brown bread.
Just as nuttiness.
Brown.
Okay, nuts.
D's.
Okay, Phil?
I like this. 3.75.
Old school.
Very unique taste. Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind when I drank this was brown bread or toast or whatever. It seems to be...
But it doesn't taste anything like that.
No, yeah, it's interesting.
It's like coffee-ish, like a little bit of...
I can
maybe
see
like almost
saying.
Like a hazelnut coffee.
Yeah, it's I can.
Yeah,
well, that's the nuttiness you were talking about.
I taste the nuttiness at the end.
You got the nut right in your mouth right at the end.
I can't say I don't like it. I can't say that I like it. It's great. It's interesting. It was an experience. I give it 2.75.
See you on.
Enjoyed it just like last time. I'd be curious what I rated it last time, but. I'm going to say...
You are on Untappd. You've checked in one beer ever.
That's not true.
Bud Light.
No, I think it was either Molson X or Coors at the beer pong tournament one night.
Wow.
Coors
is like the best.
Coors.
The best.
Three.
I'm a 2.75 as well. It's okay. It's not great. It's nothing spectacular, so... Man, we haven't earned any badges on Untappd tonight.
Stinking.
So disappointed!
Because we've been just drinking so much god darn beer.
So to keep track, how many beers are you at on tap?
27.
Yeah, Iz is like, check out this guy. He can beat you. I'm like, I have 1,000 more than that guy. It's just the guy checks in the same beer like all the time in multiple places.
So how's that considered a check-in?
Well, because you can... So to earn badges, let's say I have a beer at a bowling alley that I've already had, then I can add to my bowling alley badge. Yeah.
So isn't that like infinite amount of badges?
There is a limited number of badges, but there's locations and stuff you can use. And
so your e-penis is longer than his e-penis.
I guess.
Your beer penis.
He gets around, whereas the other one, other guy...
gets around less.
Yeah, he just drinks the same shit. He's an unoriginal cunt. Fuck that guy.
Because there is one guy who met at an Ottawa beer festival. He's like, oh, cool, you're on... Like, he saw me on Untappd. He's like, oh, cool, you're
what
on
What is it, like, Grindr? Not a Grindr. What's it, Bumblebee? Or what is it, the thing where it happened? You fucking...
Yeah, okay, dude, it's beer LinkedIn.
Yeah, okay. No, but, like, if you're walking around, it's like, oh, shit, carbs here. Da-da-da-da. And it's like, go fucking crazy. Or...
No, it doesn't show
you. Vibrate if it's, like, people you know?
So you can actually, like, see somebody else's beer that they've had, and you're like, oh, dude, good choice, or, like, fuck, how was
fuck,
it? Like,
fuck. Yo, fuck,
oh, fuck. Oh, you liked it, too? Let's fuck.
Fuck.
No. But,
is there a misconnections?
There should be beacons.
Yeah, these like, places. If you're on a plane, the guy's shipping.
Well, so the thing is, there is venues that it shows you. So let's say you're in some random town, and you're like, oh, fuck, I want a good craft beer. You go on Untappd, you hit, like, closest to me, or it's map or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's 15 beer bars within a 10-kilometer radius.
And do they rate, like, the best beers at those bars and shit?
Well, so you can... So some breweries, restaurants, whatever, like Pizzeria Uno, they actually put their beer list on Untappd.
Okay.
So that if you're going there and you're like, oh, I haven't been to Uno in a while, let's see if they have smart. Any new beers. Oh, sweet. New smart. Beers. Yeah. Yeah,
smart.
So that's how, like, Phil was asking me how they make their money. I'm like, from corporate side.
Yeah,
and they have subscribers because
that's a big. Yeah, I mean, it's a big. Pardon the pun.
Oh,
it's
so
a
you guys
big Untappd market.
You didn't hear
beer drinkers, right? Like just you sitting there.
It's true.
So Untappd is actually doing a beer festival.
Okay.
At the football stadium where the Carolina Panthers play.
Wow.
It's $80 unlimited tastings for 8 hours. But it's also in North Carolina.
Some people are going to get shit-faced and start bringing the Union Jack, not the Union Jack, but the Confederate flag.
Oh, hey,
the Red Coast are coming!
Oh, and drink some beer tonight.
Okay, we got to go with the Union Jack and start fucking some shit.
All right.
Paul Revere.
Horrible. He's going to come in to do his figgy pudding accent. So,
you've got that and a tiki torch. People are going to be so confused.
Okay.
It'd be great.
Let's get to our first ever Brut IPA. Brut IPA is a new style that's come out. It's almost like a dry IPA. Okay. It's by...
Is this the one you said I'm going to like?
No, it's the next one.
No, it sucks.
I've never had it, so I wouldn't know. It's by Brasserie Epitaph in collaboration with McCallen Farm Brewery. Oh,
okay.
It's called Implication. As of logic sense in English, it is the relationship between statements that...
Can you do logic sense in English?
As of logic sense in English, it is the relationship between statements that holds true when one logically follows from one or of more others. Well, I'm assuming this is a French person who wrote
sounds delicious.
Translation.
Or Webster's dictionaries.
Canadian malt, Canadian this.
Canadian that. A little bit of this. A little bit of that. I'm cooking a little bit of this.
Some brown dogs.
One of the adjuncts, glucomylase.
Sounds great.
Carbonation, highly elevated.
All right,
let's try our first ever Brut IPA. It is 6.2 ABV.
Chemicals.
Adjust.
Oh, smells fruity.
Wow.
Smells terrible.
Can't see.
Oh, smells like grapefruit peel or something.
It's dry.
Definitely.
It is dry.
Not over hoppy, though.
It's a little more like resin than hoppiness.
Yeah.
Mm. Because I fucking hate when it shit's too hoppy. It's not my antichrist.
Your antichrist?
I don't always say antichrist.
It's triggered.
Yeah. Very religious.
Religious.
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's done by a contract brewery company.
The taste really doesn't linger.
No, it's there's no
aftertaste is light.
The aftertaste is barely there.
Yeah, and usually with hoppiness IPAs,
I'm so confused by this because it's like I like it, but do I like it a lot? Do I just kind of like it?
I know what this tastes like for me. Sleeman's.
I've had Sleeman.
I hate Sleeman so much. Such bad.
I don't find it tastes like Sleeman at all.
I think it's the sexual transition equivalent of a beer.
What? You don't know. Sexual transition? So you're saying your beer is asexual?
So Old School's not sure if he's bi, but you know, he's trying. So.
No, I'm saying sex change, like sexual transition. Like, you're in between, like...
Go on.
You got, like... You're just taking the drugs.
So you have a peach penina?
You're just taking the drugs. So you got the titties going.
Or a Venus.
What?
You got the titties going, but you got the cock. You haven't chopped the cock off yet.
So you're Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, you're Caitlyn Jenner. Oh. This is the Caitlyn Jenner of beer.
Oh, buckle up, everyone.
Back it up, back it is. Runs over some...
I don't know. It's a weird beer.
Who hasn't started yet?
I drank this. I was okay with it. It's like an IPA that doesn't fucking like jam me in the ass, you know?
All right. So speaking of not jamming in the ass, Old School, do you want to give it the first rating?
Speaking of jam.
I don't hate it. And that's it. And I give it a 2.
That's as good as it gets.
See, money?
I do hate it, and I give it a 1.
I'm right down the middle. I'm a 2.5. Phil? It's like...
I don't know.
I know. It's... Maybe if we had more... Because this is the first...
It has none of the good parts... Well, it has none of the good parts of an IPA.
It has none of the bad parts.
So here's the thing. It's got none of the good parts of a good beer.
It's the purgatory.
And none of the bad parts of a bad beer.
Dude, it's the purgatory of IPAs.
It really is.
It's the...
It should be called purgatory.
It should just be called, huh?
Yeah. It's the in transition.
Or it's one of the levels of Dante's Inferno. It's like... greed or something.
It's Schrodinger's beer.
It's dead and alive at the same time.
A 2.
Alright. Okay, let's see.
We
got some badges!
I'm hearing something over there.
Yeah,
neighbors or something.
Is that ghost?
We've unlocked free badges with this
ghost neighbors.
Middle of the road, level 15. We've tried Patrick Swayze. We tried 75.
What the fuck is Patrick Swayze doing?
I don't know.
75 beers with an ABV greater than 5 and less than 10.
Okay.
Better together, what happens when you take two or more amazing breweries and throw them into the tank and let them ferment together. So we got our collaboration, first 5 collaboration beers, and Brewery Pioneer. We've tried beers from 50 different breweries.
Wow. Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. And quick beer break. No, that's when I actually say commercial break.
So, for the listeners, my fridge and washer died in, like, the same week because don't buy appliances for $300.
Did you say for the listener?
Yeah, for the listener.
Singular.
For the listener. Yeah, for the one listener. Hey, Ezra, what's up?
No, we got it. We have
it. I have a cell.
The Ubisoft Rabbids.
Actually looks... have you ever played Cut the Time or whatever?
Cut the rope, you mean?
Cut the rope.
No.
Yeah, so it looks like the mouth of the creature.
The dinosaur.
Yeah. Okay, back to beer.
Beer.
So, we have a New England IPA I think Old School might like.
Mm. Yep.
It's there's not much to talk about. It's just from Ma Brasserie.
Ma Brasserie.
My brewery.
My brewery.
It's Momo.
My brewery.
Momo IPA. All it says is IPA Houblon. Tuca Mosaic.
Hi, Blanc.
So it's coming
my
in.
My Tuca is a mosaic.
At 5.5 ABV with no noted IBU, which is surprising.
Okay.
Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, fuck, it smells
like
we
just drink this?
It's fucking. I hate that hoppiness, fruity bullshit of IPA. So smelling it, I don't like it.
IPA is definitely the underbelly. The seedy underbelly of the beer world.
Fuck off. Okay. Drinking it does not... Whoa.
He's confused.
Ooh. What's that citrus? What?
I think he likes it.
What's that citrus hug at the end, man?
This is the scene where he changes.
What's that little orange? Yeah!
It's at not, the end, not orange, like, no.
No? Yeah. Is it peach? Grape? Passion fruit?
Peach.
I can eat a peach for hours.
Because right away I smell it, I'm like, oh, fuck you, IPA. And then it's like, comes in, okay. Then like fruit juice at the end.
Yeah, it's very juicy.
But it's not hoppy at all, but it smells hoppy.
There's something specific. When I first got
the
first
whip. What masks the hoppiness? What is that?
Let's try and find out.
It's like some juice.
Some juice. Pineapple? Is that pineapple? Is that the magical cure for hops?
It's almost tea-like.
All right.
Or at least the aroma.
That's 7-Up?
What the fuck is that? You went from pineapple to 7-Up to... What is that aftertaste?
He can't. He's like, I think I like it?
I mean, smelling it, I'm like, oh, fuck, IPA garbage. Then I'm drinking this. I'm like, no, there's no hoppiness to this.
A lot of people are saying tropical fruit notes.
Oh,
cantaloupe.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Sprite.
No, but I get the cantaloupe.
Pineapple, passion fruit.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are saying tropical fruits, and then I'm seeing cantaloupe a couple of times.
Yeah, I can totally get
it. It's not as strong as pineapple. Pineapple, you can. This has a distinct thing.
Right. Yeah, because it's not overly sweet.
But when now that he said it, you can pick up the melon note to it.
This is good.
Okay, I'm going to start with the guy who generally hates IPAs, Mr. Old School.
So, yeah, okay. Upon the initial aroma, I was like, oh, fuck, another one of these pieces of shit. And, like, there's no hoppy taste to this. There's, like, usually when I'm drinking an IPA, I'm like, ugh, you know? Tasting what I have never experienced this, but a mouthful of cum, I'm sure is something like that, you know?
The person eat pineapple that they have.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know?
Pineapple and 7-Up equals cum.
But I'm saying... I've never experienced that. I would equate, assuming I would like having hoppy, very hoppy. You know, you're like, you know, like,
you don't gag swallowing.
I don't like it.
How much pineapple?
So, anyway, this is. Needless to say, this is quite enjoyable. I give it a 3.25.
Okay.
Do you rinse it with the 7-Up afterwards,
or just let it coat your throat?
Yeah.
There's only two other New England IPAs better than this, so for me, this is a 4.25.
Wow.
Okay. C-Money.
Didn't hate it. 2.5.
Phil.
I gave it a 4. I like this.
It's very, very nice.
I don't know if it was...
This is one of the breweries I have list. When we do my massive birthday brewery tour this year...
I don't know if I was under the influence of the 8 previous beers in Cleveland, but the Austin IPA was my favorite.
I think it also has a bit of...
Yeah, Stone Cold. I would have to. I would probably have to try the second
you
time.
You wouldn't say that, you piece of shit.
because it has attitude.
Yeah.
I would probably have to try the second time
at the beginning
to see if I. But that was still my favorite. And what was that other one I liked? It was one of the remote ones, I think. But this is very good.
Wasn't there one that you actually liked when Diamonds was here? You guys actually agreed one time on an IPA
or
something?
I do not remember this.
Play the tape.
We only got 34 episodes. Well, okay. Diamond's 20 episodes, we'll say. I don't even know if he's been on that many. Keep inviting him, but Friday night's apparently no good for him. So.
Well, from where he's coming?
From?
South Shore.
They said coming.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't expect someone to drive a far distance to make it from the show.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
Heaven forbid somebody do that.
I think you're further away.
I am.
No,
well,
he is.
It's probably an easier ride just I don't have to deal with the...
Where does he live now, LaBelle?
We said Brossard.
Brossard.
I didn't hear her.
How did I hear? You nodded.
I always nod.
Your connection's down, dude.
No.
What happened to the internet?
No.
No.
The internet
is that
me... Is that, never fight.
I'm up.
Is that how you
That's
IT?
Weird.
Are you on PPV or PPV extension?
Yeah, I'm trying to get
it's called
to
Shard.
It.
It's called Shard. Shard.
Are you on bedroom PPV?
Oh, gross.
That's a dirty one.
Bedroom PPV.
I'm up.
That's where I want to be.
How many Wi-Fi's?
I'm on WWE PPV.
Yeah, I'm on there too.
PPV.
Let me disconnect and reconnect.
Let me go off cellular to test, but I'm up.
No, connected. That was weird. Yeah. Maybe the
I took offense to that comment.
No.
You're down.
No, you are.
That was like...
Yeah, that's why.
Friendship took us.
So last...
The bromance.
Well, he owes me another one now because I'm getting him his precious pop figurine.
Jaguar from Rick and Morty from Pickle Rick.
I'm only picking it up next weekend, though.
Oh, shit, next.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had it.
He's a Hot Topic.
It just came out, and it's a Hot Topic exclusive. Yeah.
So he pings me. He's like, yo, Hot Topic, check it out.
Why are you doing that motion?
I was like figuratively blowing him around. So,
and
phone sex.
So he's like, yo, check it out, whatever. I check it out, I'm like, oh, shit.
He's like, fucking shipping's $30.
I'm like, yeah, he's like, fuck, I'll just ship it to me. I'm like, my Kinect, I'm going to the States. Yeah. What?
When are you heading?
So,
next Saturday.
So all in is in a cost of 31
Kinect. I'm going to the Kinect.
Which, as you said with the Ninja Turtle shit, you're like, buy it now, if not, it's going to jack up.
I made the biggest mistake. Let me see if I can find my coupons from
Jack. You waited too long.
Like, my ex got me hooked
just going
on
down with collecting my mom the originals to, like, do some shopping right. And stuff.
And there was a pocket of time where
I got an untapped hoodie and an untapped t-shirt, and
still more expensive than the original cost. Obviously, yeah. It was probably 2 or 3x, which is still like, you know, 15-20 bucks.
Yeah.
Now the average one is like 50-something bucks. It's stupid. Yeah.
And the final beer for the beer tasting this evening. This is from Phil. I forgot to mention the other beers. So I had the two. I had the two IPAs, Phil had the brown, and Phil's got this last one. It is the St. Amboise 2017 edition Imperial Porter.
That's good.
This is a classic Imperial Porter aged in bourbon barrels for several months. We begin by setting down multiple layers of flavors, beginning with full-bodied Vienna malt enhanced by our own blend of blend of crystal malts. To give this porter its
with
rich
our own brand of
caramel tones. Barrel aging continues to enhance the character and delivers a unique, complex texture and taste.
Complex.
There's a whole lot of ingredients. No, it's Kamestay, remember?
Kamestay.
Yeah, it's the end of the episode. You're like, he's why I love you guys. You just let me get away with it.
You guys, like, jumped on board immediately. There was no questioning how it made no sense.
Yeah.
Kamestay.
And a game!
There's the bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Sweet bourbon.
Ooh.
Now, this beer has been aged a year on top of that. So.
The fucking right uppercut of bourbon right at the beginning. Huh?
I like that. I like it a lot.
Love the smell.
I think I've had
Okay. That's a lot of flavors.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot of flavors.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh. Me like you.
It's an adventure. That's very complicated.
Yes.
Well, it does say complex on the description,
thanks,
I believe.
Thanks, Avril Lavigne.
Why don't you go get divorced
you
again?
Pull that out from 2000.
Why don't you leave another husband?
Didn't she come back? She's like got a.
Well, no, she's got like a bunch of medical problems. Her and like the ex-husband from Sum 41.
What's the other one? The little punk rock chick.
Avril Lavigne.
Is it Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. Canadian or American?
Canadian.
Alanis Morissette.
No,
Alanis Morissette. Avril Lavigne went through.
What the fuck?
Fuck was Dave Coulier, dude.
No, you don't know about that when she wrote, yeah, you yeah, want yeah, to know it's about Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Oh, Avril Lavigne married.
Yeah, she came out with a new album.
Yeah, yeah.
But her last husband was Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
Because she can move now.
She hated herself so much for liking somebody from Nickelback. She almost offed herself.
Yo, that guy's fucking rich, man.
Fuck Nickelback.
You know Blink 182.
You know Nickelback was my
She was married to the lead singer of Sum 41.
Sum 41. Yeah,
they got divorced, and then she went to Chad Kroeger of Nickelback.
And then who else is popular?
And then I don't know if she's with anybody right now.
You know, Nickelback was my first concert.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I shouldn't
say it was free. It was free.
Want to know my first concert? No joke.
Yeah.
Sharon Lewis and Brown, The Elephant Show.
Nice.
Are you serious? Wow. That's
in
concert. Wow.
In concert, man.
That's old school.
Okay.
How are they live?
I wouldn't remember, but.
So let's go out of the skidamarinky dinky dink and let's vote on the beer or rate the beer.
Rape the beer. He went from The Elephant Show to raping beer.
Whoa. We'll start with Bill.
One elephant came out to play.
And then he got raped.
By Killer Carp.
To rape your beer today. He had such enormous fun that he raped with another elephant
in the bum.
Okay.
On that note,
Phil.
On that note, 4.25.
God. How the fuck do you fall? C-Money?
That gave me a real skinnamarinky-dinky-dink.
In the bum.
Love this. The first time I drank it, this time just as good. Solid 4.
Mr. Old School?
So confused. So many flavors. It's so complex. But it's not... I don't know what to think.
I know why you have trouble with this, because you don't drink...
Yeah, you don't
hard alcohol.
Drink bourbon or whiskey or
something. Right? If you had that, you'd understand it. Yeah. And I'm not, like, that's not an insult. It's just saying that you're used to more of the fruitier drinks.
But he's also calling you.
No, but like.
You call me a fifth. It's fine. A fifth. A fifth.
For those who aren't from Quebec, that's implied homosexual man.
Tell us, Tapette. Tell us.
That is also means homosexual man.
Because I taste the caramel, the bourbon, what's that sour shit?
It doesn't taste like sparkles and rainbows.
Is it like vinegar? Vinegar, is that it?
Polish. Vienna malts.
Okay.
Mostly hops, malts. That's pretty much
it. Okay, so I wouldn't have more than one of these. But
no shit, it's 10%. 10.2%.
That was aggressive. That being said, I wouldn't have more than one of these, but I can't say I dislike it too. It makes the bourbon more tolerable for a non-bourbon drinker. I give it a 2.5.
I'm a 3.5. I like it closer to the release date than the 1 year for some reason. So
release.
And on that note,
you bad. It makes no sense.
What the fuck? Like separated at birth or something. Fuck.
Okay, and shit. Oh shit. Untappd is doing a Untappd brewery.
Come together. 38 days, just saying retarded shit to each other.
Untappd is doing a March Madness bracket, but I'm looking in like probably 30 to 40 of the breweries we've never tried.
Oh, well. I mean, you can't pick them.
So at this point, we're going to take our commercial break.
You know what's crazy?
When's the next show coming out?
The Death Pool is still open.
Nobody's got
that's
anybody.
Like 2 years running.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, crazy. Not one day.
You figure Lou Dobbs to be dead. Who do you have? Like, I got Lou Dobbs, Ricky Lake.
That was the best one. Yeah.
But
Maury.
My lineup.
Next
so
episode.
Strong. Like how the fuck?
Next episode will be Name of the Year Draft.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, yes, Old School will be out this weekend. Next month, if you're listening to this, I don't know.
Muna Tuna.
Listen. Shout out to Muna Tuna. When you're listening to this, go to brandnewtrendingtopicsnetwork.com. Check out Old School movies.
Did you hear there was a fight with two women in Niagara? One of the women, her real name is Pleasure S. Cox. And the other woman's name was like Jasmine something, like stripper names, but they were real names.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Special. So let's go get our own beers. Phil, you have that left over if you want it.
I'm good.
I don't know. I want the leftover round.
I passed it to you, didn't I?
He wants the red semen one.
It was in the
cooler. Because this was a cork. I can't.
Corky.
Okay. Oh, blondie. Life goes on. Because you don't know, dear, how much I love you. It's like the worst, man. Me and this guy, we see it on the fucking commercial.
Oh no.
Break out popping so hard. The worst thing I could say is like...
Oh man, retards are hilarious.
You like movies? I mean, who doesn't, right? Well, if your craving of movie news, rumors, and reviews has not been satisfied, I got the right podcast for you. Old School at the Movies is just that. We break down the week's news and rumors. We talk box office, movie reviews, predictions, all that good stuff. Head to oldschoolmovies.net right now and subscribe to the best movie talk on the internet.
And we're back from commercial break. So, at this point, as we always do, I believe, what is everybody drinking tonight?
Speaking of...
No, because I don't know if we changed things.
That was fucked up. Go ahead.
Huh?
That whole special there when he was like...
Oh, when he freaked out?
Oh, yeah.
When he stood up?
You guys are, like, what did he say? Killing my life or taking my life or something like that?
Wait, what?
I watched the R. Kelly and then watched the six-part series and then watched that and you're like, oh yeah, he did it.
I definitely enjoyed the SNL version.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, SNL? Yeah.
No.
Speaking of victims, who are our drinking victims tonight? As in, was everybody drinking? We'll start with Old School.
That was dark.
I'm still drinking
the Berliner Jägenweiss.
Yeah. And I'm having some Guinness after.
Okay. Phil.
From Brassley Brasserie.
From Bruce Ree?
Yeah. Vagabond Nomad. Marrakesh Express. Session IPA Clementine.
Mm. I've had that. It's actually pretty good.
Is there a beer you've not had?
Yes, ever? There's many. Wow. Like I said, there's a woman at work. She's like, hey, do you think you'll ever drink all the beers? Yeah. If I lived till 1,000 and had $100 billion...
But recently, like, when somebody's drinking something, what's the percentage of you saying, yeah?
The likelihood I've had it, if it's Quebec beer, is pretty high.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's something outside Quebec, Ontario, then it's kind of low. So, Seaman, what are you having tonight? Three Knocks from Bo's Brewery. I think we had that. Didn't we have that at Oktoberfest? I think we had it at Bo's Oktoberfest.
I don't remember.
Maybe
you had it.
What are you, like, Beeripedia? That's
maybe,
awesome.
Maybe I am.
Beer.
And from Boreal, because they're actually starting to get in the craft beer game, I have Tête Brûlée, a s'mores stout.
I had it last time. It's not that good.
It's not that great?
Okay.
I guess I'll find that out.
Shit.
And let's just go with a classic cheers, gentlemen.
Santé.
Cheers. Saliente.
Saliente?
Saliente.
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 Hey,
Saliente. Hey, Montagna.
Hey, makes no sense. Saliente. You could have said Sante. You could have said Anve. You could have said cheers. Saliente.
Saliente.
That's a new one.
Okay. So, a article Phil submitted last month, because I only added it to this show. No Name, which is a product line in Canada, launches a beer in Ontario with bucket beer promotion. So Ontario decided,
Doug Ford.
Doug Ford.
Rob's dead.
Yes, rest in peace.
Has decided that he's going to have the breweries do bucket beer. And all the craft brewers went, you're fucking insane. It costs us more than $1 just to make a beer.
And of course, it's like, we can do it. Yeah.
In response to that, the No Name Company launched its own beer in Ontario. Ontarians.
It's
Ontarians.
It's Quebecers.
Ontario.
Yes. Quebecers. Vancouverites.
Yes.
Ontarians.
Ontario.
Manitobans.
Manitobans. Newfies.
Newfies.
That's offensive.
Albertans.
Albertans. P.I.ians.
P.I.ians.
P.I.ians. I think it's P.I.ers.
P.I.ers?
No. Yeah, it's like a three.
It was disappointing to me.
Okay. It's more vanilla than...
That's twice that we failed on a... nobody can do a good s'mores beer.
Yeah.
Do you know the American ones? New Yorkers?
Yes.
Ohioans?
Estonians.
Ohioans? Ohioans?
Ohioans.
Ohioans? Ohioans? Ohioans.
Ohioans. Hey, Heavyset.
Ohioans?
Heavyset, we know you listen months later.
Ohioans? Ohioans.
Ohioan.
Ohioans. Ohioans.
Ohioans.
Yeah, but then there's Bostoners, but what are from the state of Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Are they massive two tits?
Massive two tits.
Massive two tits. Okay. So, Ontarians looking to enjoy a brew this Family Day weekend, which was about a month ago from this recording date in March. Without breaking the bank, may be happy to learn that Loblaws has launched its own brand of beer under its well-known No Name label.
Do they have a Loblaws in the States?
No. So the funny thing is, the show Supernatural, they're supposed to be based in Kansas, But it's Sean Vancouver, and then one of the characters was in a grocery store, and I saw it was like, no name. Or like, decadent cookies. I'm like, they don't have those in the States.
President Schweppes.
So for Americans who don't know, there's actually a brand called No Name. Because we'd always make fun of some no-name piece of shit. They're like, hey, that's a good idea. Let's call ourselves No Name.
That's owned
all
by...
And all the packaging is yellow.
Yeah, yellow packaging is No Name. So, in a press release Tuesday, February 15th, Loblaws Company announced its new Ontario Brewed Canadian-style lager will be available in six-pack cases at select Loblaw LCBOs beginning Friday, because in Ontario, you're not allowed beer outside of LCBOs, which are Liquor Control Boards of Ontario, or the beer stores, which are owned by the Liquor Control, which are also owned by the big breweries, which is why finding craft beer there is a bitch.
They also close at 9.
And they also close at 9, which really sucks. You're going to get the six-pack in the distinctive yellow and black look. The new no-name beer will stand out with its recognizable yellow label and one word, beer. It's a beacon for customers looking for a great taste and an unbeatable price. I doubt that. Ian Gordon, the senior vice president of No Name, said in the release, although the beer will regularly retail for $10.45 for a six-pack, a case will only cost $6.60, including deposit, from Friday to Sunday, so it's already passed, to celebrate the first long weekend in Ontario. Promotion will be part of... The Ontario will be part of Ontario.
The Ontario will
be part of Ontario's.
The promotion will be part of Ontario Doug Ford's Buck a Beer program, which lowered the minimum price for a bottle or can of beer from $1.25 to $1 when it took effect in the province in August. Loblaw said there will be future promotions for no-name beer on several weekends throughout the year. The company said it had record-breaking sales and incredible customer feedback when it piloted the Buck a Beer program in Ontario last fall, with its President's Choice beer at the beer store. So President's Choice is also kind of no name.
So we have to go to the LCBO and try this. This has to be on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I want us to...
cut out.
I wanted us to try the Trailer Park Boys beers, because there's three of those.
Okay.
There's multiple Tom Green beers and Bose.
Yeah.
There's a Chaos beer with Bose. Yeah. There's like a bunch of Canadian celebrities. I'm honestly waiting for like the Ace Ventura beer or...
And unfortunately, it's at this point that we lost the rest of the recording due to a technical carp glitch. Basically, I fucked up. So we ended up talking about a few other things. Our Only in Canada article was about a PEI strip club, which had family members that knew each other. So we laughed quite a bit about that. We did a double Kickstarter. We didn't support either. But so unfortunately, that's the end of this episode. And you'll hear us again on an upcoming ABI Place, and there's some lost episode footage coming out as well. You can always find the guys, C-Money, just pretty much anywhere. Phil at Omen Sight Games, or his personal Twitter, which will be in the show notes, at Old School at the Movies, where you'll eventually hear another episode. Who knows, maybe we'll be talking about Avengers Endgame by the time his next editing comes out. And finally, you can follow us, subscribe on iTunes, 5 stars and reviews always help us. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at AllBeerInside. You can always email us as well, allbeerinside@gmail.com. We ask for your drunken stories. Who knows, maybe we'll get a laugh and you'll get a laugh hearing your drunken story on. And as of this point, everybody, take care.
Oh, now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. Now you fucked up. You have fucked up now. Now you fucked up. 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 Now you have fucked up.
Yep. You mean murdered Old School and asleep with a Bella?
Oh my god.
Oh, no, she's got an abortion email.
Oh my god.
Abortion.